You're listening to SBS News.
New data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics show the economy grew by 0.5% in the June quarter in seasonally adjusted terms. GDP was up by just 1.4% over the 12 months to June, down from 1.8% in March. That makes it the slowest annual growth recorded since 2009, when the world economy was in the grips of the global financial crisis. But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg instead points to another aspect of the figures.
The Australian economy has completed its 28th consecutive year of economic growth, a record that has not been matched by any other developed economy. It's a reminder of the remarkable resilience of the Australian economy and a repudiation of all those who have sought to talk it down.
He says it's a difficult time for global economies, but Australia's fundamentals are strong.
We have maintained our AAA credit rating. Employment growth is at 2.6%, more than twice the OECD average and more than three times what we inherited when we came to office.
Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the economy is floundering under the coalition government.
If the Treasurer thinks that these weak economic growth numbers are good, then he's even more out of touch than we feared. The government needs to bring forward a budget update so that they can fix up their forecasts and so they can responsibly fund a proper economic plan to get the economy moving again.
It's a criticism shared by Greens leader Richard Di Natale.
The Liberals portray themselves as good economic managers. What they've shown themselves to be are economic vandals. You've got Josh Frydenberg who's spinning the results, but the reality is our economy's spinning out of control.
Dr. Chalmers says the results are a consequence of the government's lack of an economic plan.
The economy's been weak for some time under the Liberals, and not just when it comes to economic growth, but also stagnant wages and high household debt and declining living standards.
But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the figures don't reflect the full flow through of income tax cuts and low interest rates. Results the government expects to show up in the September quarter.
As we go into the back half of the year, things will improve. Let's not forget that the German and the UK economies have had negative quarters. So, and they're no slouches, those economies. And Australian economy, I believe, will continue to grow, and it'll grow because we're making these investments.
While growth was largely driven by a boost in exports of coal, iron ore and liquid natural gas, weak household spending and the slowdown in housing construction has taken a toll. Chris Richardson from Deloitte Access Economics says domestic issues are more to blame for the growth rate than the trade war between the United States and China.
The bulk of the pain in the Australian economy has been from falling house prices. That's meant we've been more careful at the shops. It's meant we're not building as many new homes, apartments and the like. And the drought. It's no longer front page news, but it's been nasty and it's been hitting the economy too.
The slow growth figures follow weak retail spending and the Reserve Bank keeping interest rates on hold at 1%. The RBA says it would ease rates further if it's needed to support sustainable growth. But Mr. Richardson says it's probably not needed just yet.
The Australian economy is slower, but it's not that slow. And the rainy day funds available to either the government or the Reserve Bank aren't endless. You might want to hang on to them until something bigger and nastier than we're facing today.
Amy Hall, SBS News.